Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Receiving a cancer diagnosis is profoundly life-changing. Amid the overwhelming concerns that follow, staying focused on everyday life, including responsibilities at work, can become incredibly challenging. Well, today, Purple House Cancer Support launches Cancer Care at Work, which is a national initiative designed to bring real change to Irish workplaces in supporting those who are affected by cancer. And joining me now to talk more about the initiative is Conor O'Leary, who's Director of Operations at Purple House Cancer Support. Nicola Gillen, who's Chief of Staff at CORE and a breast cancer survivor, and Katie Boylan, who's a colon cancer survivor. You're all very welcome. Lovely to have you
Thanks,
here.
Claire.
Conor, I might start with you and we'll talk about the initiative first, Cancer Care at Work. I mean, why did you feel that you needed to go down this road? Was it based on your experience of dealing with the challenges that people face?
Yes, at Purple House Cancer Support, we see every day and we hear every day the challenges from cancer patients at all stages in their treatment journey and in their survivorship phase. And in my role as a counsellor and psychotherapist in Purple House, I hear a lot about the stories that people have and the impact of returning to work has on many people. And what we were hearing was so many challenges that people faced, you know, a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding, a lack of flexibility and support within the workplace. So we've over 200,000 people living with cancer now. And many of those people are in the workplace.
And I think, like, I think a lot of people, and I was certainly shocked to hear this, that normal company sick policies in the main, they don't cover this type of illness.
No, that's right. And a cancer, you know, diagnosis and the subsequent treatment can be prolonged. You know, it can be over months or years, you know, and it's about supporting cancer patients, you know, allowing them to return to work and not be penalised, not be stigmatised as a result of an illness which, you know, they didn't ask for.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't know going into it how it's going to affect you. Nicola, I want to talk to you on two fronts because I know that you helped devise the initiative, which we'll talk about, but your own experience with cancer and how it interacted with work. Tell us a bit.
Yeah. So I'm fortunate to work for CORE, which is the Ireland's largest marketing communications company, who are exceptional in terms of their people management. So they put people at the heart of everything. So my own diagnosis was just over 3 years ago when I received a stage 2 breast cancer diagnosis. So it had spread to my lymph nodes. And what followed after that was about a year of quite difficult treatment, you know, chemo, radiotherapy, surgeries, that kind of thing.
Mm. And were you able to work through that?
No. So because it was quite aggressive, particularly the chemo side of things, I had to take the guts of a year off work. So as I say, I'm fortunate enough to work for a company that's quite caring towards their employees. But for me, that was really, really key to have them as part of my support network. And there's kind of three stages when you're going through a cancer diagnosis. You've obviously that workplace can support you. You've obviously when you get your diagnosis initially, then when you're going through treatment, and then when you're returning to work. So for me, my company showed up and they were absolutely amazing through all of those. But I know from research that we've done recently as part of this initiative, and also from anecdotal stories and people that we've talked to, that that's not always the case for people when they're returning to work or even when they're going through treatment.
So what's your hope then as a result of this policy? Is it that all companies will have a policy
exactly. In
workplace?
So what we want to do is to bring in a really easy to implement policy so that all companies across Ireland will have supports in place for those of their team who are affected by cancer. And as we know, up to 50% of us will be affected by cancer in our lifetime. So whether we are ourselves affected or whether we're supporting a loved one, it is not just an individual problem, but it is a business problem too. So what we want is to make sure that employers can be there for their team when they need the most.
And what was it like for you then going back into work after the year or the guts of a year you had to take away?
Yeah. So returning to work can be, I mean, it's quite a scary prospect. You don't know how you're going to be. I work in quite a pressured industry. It's very fast paced. I loved the thrill of working at a fast pace, but cancer kind of made me stop and change all of that. So when I was returning to work, I was nervous about what I was going to be able for, whether I'd have the same stamina that I had beforehand, etc. And for me, it was very much about my employer being flexible. So making sure that everything was taken at my pace, that they were looking at me as an individual rather than, you know, letting me dictate my pace and what mm-hmm. I could do and when I was ready to do it. So,
Katie, you have spoken before about, you know, being diagnosed yeah. with cancer, mm-hmm. how difficult that can be, yeah. and then the importance of the support mm. network. Mm. And even before we come to the workplace, mm. how important is that?
Oh, it's so important. Like when you are diagnosed with cancer, the shock of it is just huge. Mm-hmm. Like I was only 36 when I was diagnosed, so it just came out of nowhere. And, you know, my family and friends were so supportive, and so was Purple House. But you do, you know, you're my company. I was very lucky, like Nicola. They became part of my, you know, network of support as well.
How so? Now, explain that to me.
My boss in particular was just amazing. He was so supportive. He was, you know, always there at the end of a phone, you know, if I wanted to talk to him. They gave me so much time off. Like I was stage four, so it spread to my liver. So I was very, very, very ill. And, you know, things got quite scary. And there was never, they supported me like financially as much as they could, but also just emotionally, friendship-wise, you know, checking in, that kind of thing. There was never any pressure for me to return to work or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
But for many people, mm. the finance side can be really yeah. worrying, and that just yeah. piles on
it does.
The stress,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, like I've spoken before about the cost of cancer and how expensive it can be. So, you know, if a company can help out, you know, it is a brilliant way to help. You know, and I'm so loyal to my company now because of how amazing they were to me.
Mm-hmm. Conor, mm-hmm. just on that financial side and the burden, and I know that you'll be dealing with people all of the time who have to deal with the worry of the cancer and the treatment and how it's impacting their family, but also how they're going to make ends meet. That's a really important part of all of this, isn't it?
Yes. You know, the financial pressures, even without a cancer diagnosis, are massive, you know, and adding a cancer diagnosis onto that, you know, it's a real worry for people. And that's what we see every day in Purple House. So we really want to create a national conversation, you know, with employers and business leaders about, you know, how can we support people, you know, at this stage in their lives mm-hmm. that they don't have to have those extra worries on, mm-hmm. on top of that? What can we do? What conversations can we have? And Cancer Care at Work will enable employers to be educated around these areas. You know, we are willing to have those conversations with people through Cancer Care at Work.
To
mm. help them. To help them, you know, to learn how to work with cancer patients.
And it's not just big companies like Nicola's. Like I work in a very small company, and the policy is designed so that it's flexible for, you know, smaller companies, medium companies and larger companies. Mm-hmm. You know, we want as many companies as possible.
And what was it like for you, Katie, when you were going back to work then, having been so seriously ill?
So I was 2 years in total off work, and then I came back, but my employer had to be very flexible because I had to have two quite major operations after that. So I kind of came back in a phased return to work. And again, they were just, it was all at my pace, a bit like Nicola said. I was almost the one asking, can I come back a bit more? And they were like, you know, just see how you are. They were just brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then I had to take, you know, 6 weeks off for an operation, come back again, and then had to take another 6 weeks off. So it was a long journey to be cancer free for
me. But I mean, the whole reason we're talking about this is mm. it's sort of the luck of the draw, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
you were both really lucky in mm-hmm. that you were really helped, but
yes.
not everybody is. That's
no.
the point, isn't it?
No.
And that's what we're finding with the research that we carried out as well, and the individual interviews that we're having with people and the people that Conor, you meet on a day-to-day basis. It's not the case. And a lot of time, it doesn't come from a bad place. Sometimes it's just the employers, they don't have the language. They just don't know how to support their teams. So that's what we're trying to do here, is to give them that language and give them a framework that they can apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kind of break down the stigma around it. You know, that people feel comfortable having these conversations.
So what is the starting point then for a company who has no policy at all on how to deal with people who have cancer? Where do they start?
So we've a website that we've developed, cancercareatwork.com, and there's information on that there that will help them to design a policy or a list of supports that they can do. We will have people that they can come in and talk to as well, that we can guide them on that and show them what the policy could look like. And then, Conor, I think you probably have some more to say on that.
Yeah, we're going to have some webinars that employers can take part in, can come along to. We're going to have some breakfast events, a whole host of events that employers of all sizes, from you know, one and two person operations right up to multinationals. Mm-hmm.
Because you see, you'll have companies listening to this and go, how much is this going to cost me now to put this in place and to have it there for somebody who is unfortunately diagnosed? And should the state not be helping me out here?
Well, we are hoping to have conversations with the state. You know, our priority is to launch Cancer Care at Work. And, you know, we are hoping to have conversations with the powers that be to see what can be done for employers with this. But we've designed it in a way that it can be flexible, you know, for companies even who don't have a budget for this, you know. And also perhaps companies may be already doing it, but they may not realise that it's...
So it's putting a bit of structure around it.
And packaging it for employees living with cancer.
There's a really sad result coming through the research, Nicola, about people feeling that their careers have been negatively impacted by a cancer diagnosis. 7 in 10?
7 in 10 people feel that a cancer diagnosis will negatively impact their career. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that we spoke to had seen how that could be the case.
Right, so they're right in feeling that.
To some degree, yeah. It's not, I wouldn't say that 73% of companies are not, that would be the impact of it. But that's certainly what people feel. And that might prevent them from having those conversations about their career with their employers. So for some of the people that we spoke to, they said that they felt that they were passed over for promotion and things like that. It's not the experience of all people that we spoke to. In my own case, I've entered into a phase of growth in my company as well, and my cancer diagnosis didn't harm my career at all.
But there may be some employers who are saying to themselves, well, I won't go to Nicola for this because of what she has been through.
Exactly. But that's why it's so important to open up the conversation. We also met a lot of people who had hidden their diagnosis from their employers as well, and even the mental load of that alone must be enormous on people.
A nightmare. I mean, I don't know, Katie, how you would have done that in your situation, because it was so pervasive.
Yeah, I don't think I could have, you know.
But you can imagine what it would be like for somebody trying to hide
that mental, and trying to work through it and hide it. Like, I just don't know how people do that. But I think there are huge benefits for companies signing up as well, because one of the statistics was that 67% feel that if a company had a policy like this, it would influence their, you know, decision to take a job in that company. So there are benefits for the employer as well, you know, attracting good people and the right people.
Well, I mean, it's a huge part of being happy in a job, isn't it? Feeling that
absolutely.
You are supported in bad times and in good. So where do people go then, Connor, if they want more information on this?
Yes, they can go to cancercareatwork.com and they can join the community there. OK, so if they're a HR professional or a leader in an organisation, go to cancercareatwork.com, enter your details, and then we will engage with them then following that point.
And if there's a small business owner listening to this, and I know you've referenced smaller businesses a little earlier, but if they're faced with this right now where one of their small number of staff has had a diagnosis, can they go there for advice as well right now?
Yes, exactly. It's live right now. They can go there and we will have the conversations with them about how to support them through that process. Yeah.
Nicola, you're very keen for that message to get out there, are you?
Absolutely. So this is, as we said earlier, it's a very inclusive programme. It's very, very simple for companies to get involved, regardless of the size of them. And we're there to help them and to guide them through it. But there's also resources available on cancercareatwork.com as well that they can access themselves. But if they need more, we are there with the team to advise.
And I think my company is very small, and they were doing a lot of what we put into the policy. There was just no framework around it, you know.
Right. Yeah. So that if you have the framework there, you can offer the reassurance,
absolutely,
as you said, and you may then be encouraging people to join your company as a byproduct of all of this.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming in. The policy is called Cancer Care at Work, from Purple House and Core, and Nicola and Katie and Connor, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Claire.
You.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.